human right, not due to race, but due to regard of our differences. Male, female, dark, fair, toned, not. Short, tall, Māori, Chinese, from Nongotaha, Ngāpuna, Tarawera, Tūhaurangi, Ngāti Whakaue, Ngāpuhi, Pākehā, Scottish, Irish, young or old, they are all labels. At the end of the day, surely we as a human race want to be cherished for our different talents, skills and backgrounds. Special, not in a bad way, but as awesome people of this community. Again, I oversimplify perhaps, or perhaps that's my ideal. Because for Māori, indeed Te Arawa Iwi, it's not that simple. Because it is harder to be Māori in our own country, indeed in our own city, than it is anywhere else in the world. People do see us as different in a negative way, as per the pro-democracy group and others, when in fact being Te Arawa is our inspiration. Despite our investment in tourism and other industries, despite our involvement at personal levels to mentoring and growing the next generations, just like you, we are different, but we are all part of this neighbourhood and community. This is where we unite, tātou, tātou. It does not mean to be the same. It means to have regard and respect of one another's difference, of united effort for a common purpose. That's what it is to me. Why can we not agree to work towards more common goals, no matter what structure, committee, or partnership model we have, that we agree on fundamental values, a view of what is possible, not what is impossible? There are many more important things that we should be focused on. Saving our clean air, clean water, less pollution, happy and healthy children, sustainable energy, sustained land ownership of our country. We are at a real risk as long as successive governments and entrepreneurs sell off New Zealand land and assets to foreign investors. To those of us, whether Kiwi or iwi, we will be outnumbered and the democracy you crave will become that of the tyranny of a majority and a numbers game. Other cultures and values will rule this country, and we will have allowed it. A position Māori are consistently battling, and it is only through efforts to work towards an ideal of the treaty we hold that we seek to regain management of our own assets and investments for a greater good for Aotearoa, which include partnerships like this with Council. In closing, I return back to the commemorations of Anzac Day this year, less than a week and a half ago. When New Zealanders all around the country remembered the efforts of our soldiers who fought together in the Pakanga Tuatahi, especially the centenary of Gallipoli, Te Pakanga Tuarua, and the subsequent tours of duty. Wasn't it interesting that no one commented on how racist or separatist it was to have our own Māori troops as the 28th Māori Battalion? How things like life and death and war know no boundary for race when fighting for our right to democracy and freedom are at stake. We can die alongside and fight together, but we cannot make decisions together. Oh, how the notion of democracy in non-war times raises cries of racism and special privilege against Māori as a conscious objection. Nā reira, ka mihi kau atu ki a koutou, e whakatakoto o koutou whakaaro imu i te kaunihira i ēnei rā. Me whai oranga tātou mō tātou. Ahakoa te aha ka whai mātou o Te Arawa i ngā huarahi maha, hei whakapakiri ai o tātou nei ao. E hara tēnei te huarahi anake mō mātou. Kei a mātou tō mātou ake rangatiratanga, hei te tau tītoki. Nei reira, i roto i te ngā kau iti, kai muia aku koeke, aku pāpā, aku kōkara, tuākana, tungāne, tuāhine hoki, tēnei kātou.
Karen, it was particularly powerful for us as councillors who remember the voice of your mother. So we'll open now for questions. Councillor Sturt and then Councillor Kent.
Thank you very much. I join Her Worship the Mayor in honouring the memory of your mum.
Kia ora.
I'm the last of the year of 1989 when her and I first got elected, and her memory in our green room is very strong for all of us. So I pay my respects to you and your father and your family.
Thank you,
Ra. You made a statement in your earlier submission. I hope we can get a copy of your verbal submission, because I think you made, I couldn't write it down quick enough. You said, we need to refine a way our voice can be heard.
Yeah.
And you said, what is uniquely Māori is good for Rotorua, for all Rotorua people.
Yeah.
So I want your view of what Te Arawa, as a voice with those two votes, what will they bring to the table?
What they have always brought to the table, the assets, the knowledge base, the value systems of this city. Not just as Māori, we have the interest of the city at heart. And for some reason, some will agree that it's different. We have a different way in a cultural belief system, a different language that we can communicate with. We have different obligations and responsibilities to our next generations, just as you do have to your own families. But we still think differently. We have obligations to our land assets, to our whānau, to those trusts that are slightly different to how you work as council. And as challenging and as exciting as democracy may, those cries may be, it's not as easy as you think. And working with our own people has as much challenge as it does working within these communities within council. So I think people who may perceive that the model and the Te Arawa partnership model that is being presented as something that's easy and going to come alongside, we are going to be as stringent as any other process for our own people that we wish to put forward on this, because we feel it's that important.
So you will hold those people to account to act in the best
course.
Interest?
Of course. We wouldn't be putting up a model like that in ignorance to assume that it's just any other committee. The work that has been done on this has been significant. Not to mention the examples of the previous history of the likes of those names that I've read out and all of the work that has gone before. Not to mention those current councillors who also have whakapapa to our community.
Councillor Kent, you were next, and then Councillor Max.
Thank you, Your Worship. Karen, thank you for an excellent submission. You obviously have done your mother proud.
She wouldn't expect anything less.
I read with interest a comment that you've put in your written submission concerning what the aspects of the Te Arawa partnership model you disagree with.
Yeah.
And you clearly state there that you don't agree with the fact that council should have any right to veto nominations put forward for council's consideration by the Te Arawa committee.
I guess that's probably an ideal that I have, and that at some point, in the work that I think people need to recognise as a partnership, like a good marriage, is that you have to have some give and take, but you have an equal value of one another's contributions. And to assume, and I've been on many, and still am, a part of many advisory committees. And that's the only thing I guess that I regret, is that many of these Māori advisory committees, partnerships, committees, whatever you want to name them, are merely advisory. And no respect, because of the election process, that's part of it. But what isn't being recognised is the significant contribution that Te Arawa bring to Rotorua, that Te Arawa are in their investment for this city, that anything that is put forward by that committee would be anything less than what is in the best interest of the city.
I understand that, but the issue we have is that this council is restrained by the law.
We're going to be putting up anything illegal.
No. For example, your suggestion that council should not be able to veto those names put forward, unfortunately we are not able to do that within the confines of the law. So what we must be looking for is a way to give Te Arawa a voice that is legal and complies with the law. You would agree with that?
Of course. And I mean, as I said, that's more of an ideal that I have personally, that in the notion of a partnership, that those things are held in the same regard. But understanding that this model being proposed is one that sits outside of council, of course it then also has the constraints of council on the other side of the fence. So, as I said, my own ideals.
Le Maxwell.
Te tue ne, kei te koto whaia, Maureen, mō tō kōrero. Tino wā tāhua. The question I have is, sadly, over the 3 days that we've had, unfortunately, we've had some vocal underbelly things that have come. The question, how can Te Arawa, I think, you touched on some, can further allay the fears that seem to be emanating from these submissions?
Oh, I think it's something that if you're going to worry about the fears that people have, you can spend a lot of wasted energy. And we have far too many things to do than to sit and worry about those that are all opposed. I think in any committee that many of you have been a part of, whether it's a sports committee, a tribal committee, your own children's schools and BOTs, that you will always have dissenters and you will always have people who do not agree with your opinion. But some people have to take the leadership, and that's what's been provided in this model. Te Arawa is saying this is a leadership model, not only for Te Arawa, but for Rotorua, for this district that says we are willing to go into partnership with iwi in this regard, and people should not fear it. I did review some of the submissions online and on the Daily Post, and I saw the comments of Tamati Kofi, who talked about the fear not just around things to do with the council, but around wider social issues. And again, we just have to focus on the positives and take actually the olive branch that's been given by Te Arawa to say we're willing to work with you. It's not an easy job. I don't see why people are looking at this like we're giving them a hand out. It's going to be a significant effort by Te Arawa and those committee members that are duly elected to contribute to this work that's here in council.
Councillor Rowe. Thank you, Madam Chair. Tēnā koe, Karen.
Kia ora,
Madam. And thank you for mentioning it, Netahio, when you started. Kia ora. Karen, this proposal, is it a good start to build on?
Yes. I mean, like anything, I mean, council's one of those examples that it takes time. Like any good elected representative, we all go in with great aspirations and ideals. But the relativity of the work, the workload, the resource, and the people that you end up working with determine much how you actually progress, your priorities that go forward. And also, this isn't the only work for Te Arawa. It's not like we're sitting here waiting and this is the only thing we've got to do. Things are actually already happening at many, many levels of our iwi and within the hapu level. And so this is what we're saying, is that this is trying to bring some of that communication that is happening further afield of Te Arawa to a point where we're all working in the development and innovation and aspirations of the council to move forward so that they're not out of sync with one another, which has often been the case.
Karen, and thank you for making the effort to drive all the way here from where you came from today. It's very dear to us all.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou.
And now we ask Liz Lowry, who is here. So for councillors, it's 1774, page 230. I understand you've asked for your submission to be tabled, and we have it here.
No, it was only just the courtesy of giving you a copy of it, and also the minute secretary.
Thank you.
I would like to thank you for the opportunity to present an oral submission. My name is Les Lowry, and I feel very strongly about the Te Arawa proposal. And before I start, I'd like to say that I am mainly of European descent, but I do have 1/8 of Māori coursing through my veins. Unfortunately for this area, it's Taranaki. But I'm only here for one reason, because and I will outline what it is. Way back in 2013, a new mayor and 12 councillors were elected to get on with the business of running council. Prior to election day, when eligible electors spoke, I personally did not hear of any suggestion that new councillors and the now mayor proposed that unelected people would be added to the Rotorua District Council. Now the Rotorua Lakes Council, also not mentioned. If electors had heard such a suggestion, I believe we would now have a somewhat different makeup of personnel on the council. When I hear from the mayor, what I did hear from the mayor was that she wished to have a more consultative council, the need to reduce excessive staff members, the need to fix the costly international airport structure, the need to rein in our galloping expenditure, particularly capital, the need to develop fully our natural resources and to make Rotorua a friendly city. An admirable wish list. No mention of the Tiarua proposal. Councillors had a range of ideas from curbing capital and other expenditures, defending the status quo, the need to attend urgently to airport costs, while two of the new councillors were critical of staff numbers, consultative measures, a more open council, easy to read financial statements, and the need to reduce all forms of expenditure. To my knowledge, once again, no mention of the Tiarua proposal. Because I believe that councillors should be elected solely by eligible residents and not appointed by whatever method, I am strongly opposed to the Tiarua proposal. And I am, even though I know that the Tiarua have done a lot for this area, but things have to stop sometime. It is my belief that the Tiarua were already in a privileged position and had a great deal of influence at the council head table. That they chose to relinquish that position is their concern and one which they will now have to live with. To the best of my knowledge, Maori represent about 40% of the present population. And Tiarua are about 50% of the Maori in our city. So why do the present mayor and the majority of councillors believe that they have any right to reinvent the political wheel and impose upon the general populace an unfair, not to mention costly, system? If adopted, it is likely to prove only a starting point, as if and when Tiarua agree to allow other Maori a similar voice, the number of unelected councillors will certainly increase, not to mention the costs. Currently, the present council are very adept in procrastination, wheeling and dealing on issues, formation of small alliances, delaying tactics without adding another factor to an addition Maori presence, many of whom are also adept in procrastination. This has the effect of slowing down council business to its detriment and will have an effect on efficiency. When I first came to Rotorua, way back in 1969, I was extremely surprised that as a secretary manager of a business who did not live on the premises, I was entitled to two votes, one private and one for business. It was a most uncomfortable position, and I was glad when the city and county councils merged and the practice was abolished. I believed then and now in one vote for one person. In view of the excessive number of submissions received on this issue, mostly against the Tiarua proposal, council should take heed of warnings expressed by the general populace and delay any action until after the next election. I believe that members on the general public are not happy with the indecent haste that this proposal is being pursued. I ask council to remember that when changes are made in haste, that they invariably are not good changes. Alterations will almost certainly be needed. Everyone standing for re-election at the next election will then be able to campaign on what they believe about the proposal, and any new prospective councillors will be able to express their views. The voting public will then be able to democratically express their view by ballot. If by chance they elect those in favour of the Tiarua proposal in sufficient numbers, then the new council will have a mandate to pursue this issue. And I think this point is very important. You'll have a mandate. At the present time, I don't believe you had a mandate because no real mention was made of the Tiarua in the lead-up to the last election. This is the proper way to advance this issue, and we must rid ourselves of backdoor measures. I simply do not believe they currently have a mandate and urge council to go back to the drawing board, slow down, and then reconsider what action they should take. If the general populace agree with what you are proposing, I would have no difficulty with supporting it. But under the present system, I wish to have my opposition noted. At the last, I made a previous submission, and the last time I presented it, the answer received back did not even relate to the submission. And I hope that this time, that when the answers are forthcoming, that at least they represent what is contained in a submission, not just some answer plucked off the wall or option number 10 or 12 and sent back to the person who submitted the information. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Lowry. Questions, Councillor Stewart?
Yes, thank you, Chair. The question is, Les, were you aware in December 2013, after the election, all councils set the 2016 goals and the 2030 vision, which also went out for public consultation?
This after the election?
Yes, after the election. Yeah. And in that vision, we signalled that we wanted a closer working relationship with Te Arawa. The existing members of the committee felt that it wasn't working, so we asked Te Arawa to come forward with some options on improving that relationship. Because the current situation was costing us millions, i.e. Taniwha Springs and the Rotomaa-Rotorua situation, and other situations as well, which have been presented as part of the submission process by different iwi. What's your reaction to that? Were you aware of that situation?
Sorry, I understand the previous council did have this on their agenda, but once again, that was the ideal time for any new councillors coming in to actually tell the public that they intended to pursue it. I don't think that was adequately conveyed in any shape or form, and I believe that it's fundamental that whatever, you know, the end result, that at least the public should have all the full facts before them. You mentioned that you made some overtures or made some submissions with regard to this after the election. I think the time was before the election, not after. I would agree with any if the public, the voting public decided that this was the right cause to do, I would support it, but not under the present system.
I just ask a supplementary on that. Where do you get the impression that there was a Te Arawa partnership developed prior to the election?
Well, I didn't get the impression that there was a partnership developed prior to the election, but I did read that the current one at that time was breaking down, and that Te Arawa were pulling out of the arrangement they had. I only believe it because it's obviously been part of the agenda, and as such, even if it meant saying we will have to look at the situation, that would have been at least something.
You make a lot of emphasis on no mention of the Te Arawa proposal.
Yep.
During the election. There was no proposal.
Okay.
So we couldn't mention it. Nobody could mention it.
but I understand that the previous council had set the wheels in motion. Is that true?
No.
They hadn't?
No. So there is a little misunderstanding about the process.
We don't get the information necessarily. Yeah. And perhaps that's part of the trouble, but at the same time, the proper time would be, in my view, at the next election after you have a really good think about what is happening.
Yeah, you made that point. Yeah.
Yes, I understand. Yeah. Really.
Councillor Maxwell.
Thank you. Kia ora, Les. You made quite a bit about nothing said before the last election. Can I give you this?
Yes, sure.
That was a month before the election last time, and it was mention was made when mayoral candidates had to give some words a month out from it, and the current mayor now, who was a candidate at the time, I will not chair the Te Arawa Standing Committee. A more enduring partnership model is called for. That information did go out to everyone in the community.
Well, I can accept you give the evidence that it has. Mm. All I know is I went to two meetings. Not a mention was made by any candidates or by the mayor that currently exists now at those meetings.
So it's a point of rebuttal, and we should be asking you questions about the model as we got presented from Te Arawa Ngā, Mr. Lawrie, you're right. So, Councillor Donaldson.
You can keep that, Les.
Thank you, Your Worship. Les, I do have a question, but talking about the wheels in motion, I think you might be, and it's fair to say, there was a cultural audit ordered after the Environment Court matter by the previous council when the sewerage scheme ended up in the Environment Court. But my question relates to comments you've made today about having no recollection prior to the election of any talk of unelected members being appointed to council, and you make the same comment in your written submission. No one's entitled to have a seat on the council or appointment to council. I just want to be clear that you do understand the proposal doesn't suggest appointment to a seat on council. It's appointment to committees of council. Are you clear on that?
And those committees are the most influential committees. Every person in the council is on those things, so it is effectively a council. It might be a committee, but effectively every member of the council is on those committees, and that's where the business is decided. I would imagine that if anyone from that particular committee from that particular committee had would make their views known, and whatever the decision was made there, it would be automatic that it would pass the full council. Well, the full council is on the committee.
Can I ask a supplementary question, then, Les? Did you follow the fluoridation debate? Because that matter was overturned at council. The committee decision was changed at council.
Well, all right. What I am saying is, I don't believe that enough time has been given to this proposal. I would accept the decision of the people who are voting. I believe that the Maori, the Te Arawa, don't necessarily speak on behalf of all Maori. And I think that when you're doing something like this, you should ensure that in fact you do have. And I believe that effectively Murray, with 40% of the voting, well, 40% of the population, have quite a distinct impression upon what happens in Rotorua, or they should have. I mean, they can vote. You know, the only other alternative I can see is having a special Murray ward, and then that would give them direct access. But it is well known, as I believe, that not all Maori agree with Te Arawa, and yet that section of the community is not being given the same privilege. I consider it to be a privilege. I didn't see anything wrong with the Maori having consultation rights at the top table. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Why they chose not to disengage themselves from it is beyond me.
And that is time, unless there's an urgent question there. That is time. Pardon? Yes. You know, I'm aware of that. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lowry. You. That is your time.
Thank you for that.
And now I ask Susie Tettenberg, submitter 1464 on page 163. Susie, can you use the other microphone? It sounds like that one's gone bung.
Gone bung, that's a technical.
That's right. I don't know what you call it. It's flashing.
Stop.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Right. I'm the last of the day, I take it. I don't know if that's a good thing or not a good thing, but we'll see. Okay, so I'm not going to take up much of your time. I just wanted to come along and have my say. I am here to and speaking on behalf of myself and my husband, Charles Tettenberg, from a purely personal point of view. I have chosen to be heard as I take local government seriously. I'm passionate about Rotorua. I was born here, my husband was born here, our kids were born here, his siblings were born here. So it is, it is a place of my heart. I'm a firm believer that council should consult with the wider community, inclusive of everybody. I don't think the council has done that in the past. And so I am a firm believer that we should be consulting and working in partnership with whoever in the community we need to be. And that wider community is, no matter what your ethnicity is, what your sexuality is, what your religious beliefs are, it's about consulting with the wider community. We all have the right to have our say, put forward our ideas, ask our questions and be involved. And speaking to the submission is one way of doing that. Another way to ensure that we are involved is to maybe put your name forward and run for a local body election. If the community likes what we have to say about this amazing town, trusts us and that we'll do the best for its citizens and that they feel we have the best interests at heart, they will vote for us. If not, they won't. And I'm very passionate about the way that I vote too. I look at everything that you guys say and I put a big black mark if I'm not happy with it and I slowly whittle them down until I've got the ones that I'm happy with. And if someone that is gets on that I'm not happy with, well, the wider community has spoken, that's fine. This ensures equality at some level. If we introduce something a little bit different to that into council, to me it kind of unbalances that equality a bit. And I'm concerned about that leading to divisions within a community, as I was hoping that we were moving on from that, and maybe a loss in trust of the system. I do worry that we haven't worked well enough with Te Arawa and other Māori groups in the past, but I don't want to see that being unequal on one side, then flipping over to being unequal in another way. When I heard about this, I had kind of an idea in my head of what I thought would be fair. And then when the pro-democracy group showed the governance model, that was kind of what I had in my head. I wasn't swayed by the fact that here's some paperwork, someone's told me something that I should believe in. It kind of made sense to me. To me, if you want someone to consult with, you pay a consultant. And you pay for them, they give you their ideas and that's it. Finito. If you want someone to work in partnership with to have a positive outcome, it's about working in partnership no matter what interest group it is, whether it is Te Arawa or another Māori group or if it's a Chinese group or whatever group. We need to work in partnership with the groups that have the expertise for the best outcome for our town. So basically, to me, what is being... I don't know it in depth, I do admit that, but I've always gone along the lines of if something doesn't feel right, it's not. And what I've read that has come... like we've had little bits and pieces in the mail, like this here and other bits and pieces and I read it in the paper and had a brief look online. If it doesn't feel right to me, then it's not right and we should be looking at some other model. And I do like the idea of the pro-democracy model as a starting point. So basically that's it. If it doesn't feel right to me, it's not.
For taking up the opportunity to submit and come and present. There may be some questions. You happy for questions?
Yep. Mightn't have any answers, though.
Councillor Bentley.
Thank you, Susie, for coming along today. Just forgive me if I'm understanding you right. You're in favour. You want a fairer governance model, not a partnership with one interest group. Is that right?
Yes, I feel that we haven't consulted well enough in the past. We do need to do something to consult more in a better manner now. And I feel that by having... I'd only thought about it from the Te Aroha Māori perspective, but that governance group also, plan also includes other groups as well. So I thought it was more encompassing and holistic of everyone in our community.
As a follow-up, please, Susie, you stressed a more effective consultation rather than a redistribution of power. Is that right?
Yes, I don't think that the council has consulted well in the past with any group.
Councillor Maxwell.
Thank you, Susie. Just two quick questions. One is, I'm glad you follow what council's doing in your community. Are you aware that we already have in place unelected members of our community on two of our committees already, the Audit and Risk and the Tourism Committee? And I personally support that, but we already have that in place. So, you know, what Te Aroha is proposing is not really out of the ordinary.
Okay, no, I wasn't aware of that. And now that I am, I'm going to look at it and see what it's all about.
Wonderful. And the other one is you support the democratic governance model that was put up by the...
Not maybe exactly that, but something more along those lines.
Okay, well, sadly they haven't consulted with Te Aroha yet. So I don't think Te Aroha wants a bar of it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
But something, like I said, something along those lines, maybe not exactly that model.
Gould.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Susie, thank you for your report. In your written submission, which councillors have got, says, do you support in principle the intention of effectively partner with Te Aroha? And you said it's been recorded as yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you in favour of other models like Mary Ward's? Would that be of some help to...
I haven't thought about that, so I can't make a statement on that, sorry.
So thank you, Susie. It appears there are no more questions.
Okay, thank you.
That's wonderful you came. And could I thank all those in the gallery who have attended all day? It's been a very interesting day, and we've got a lot to think about. Thank you, and I declare today closed.